Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
What's happening in the world today? The number of Netflix subscribers has fallen for the first time in more than a decade. The streaming company lost 200,000 members in the first 3 months of the year, the company said on Tuesday. And the decline comes after the film raised prices in key markets, including the US and the UK, but have pulled out of Russia as well. So that could have affected things slightly as well. Netflix warned that more losses are coming, and it hinted it will start to crack down on account sharing as it pushes to sign up new members. I remember reading a PR story ages ago about the amount of people that watch Netflix and Amazon on other people's accounts.
Yeah.
And it's high.
Yeah, it will be. But the thing is, it's quite a lot of money. So that's why people are doing it. So I think the only way they're going to achieve what they want to achieve is to stop that, but lower the price so it's more affordable. And with the price of living going up so much, I think, you know, it's hard for everyone, isn't it?
Streaming music service Spotify believes it has identified the average age of a midlife crisis. Anyone want to guess what the age is?
48.
48. Tom, do you know the answer?
Yeah, I do.
What's the answer, Tom?
42.
Here's the correct answer.
42.
You are 42. We're literally watching a midlife crisis, and you're listening every afternoon between 3 and 6. Should be documented. 42 is the average age of a midlife crisis. Staff analysed data found that was the case. So they've done it to look at their playlists on the Spotify.
They've done it about their music taste.
So during the teenage years, we embrace music at the top of the charts more than at other times in our life. As we grow older, our taste in music diverges sharply from the mainstream up to the age of 25, and it's a little bit less sharp after that. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, but do you know, I don't know. I've always had a very, you know, eclectic, you know, music taste.
And that hasn't changed.
And it hasn't changed. I still listen to modern music now, and I still listen to Phil Collins, Guns N' Roses. I mean, like, I've got very vast music.
Yeah, I think I have, because I like all the new tunes, like, you know, Boney M and all that. I love all the new stuff.
Wow.
No, but seriously, like that H track we heard, and we were both like, this is amazing. But I've never lost that. I've always liked current music.
But you know what makes me laugh about, like, I can listen. Like the other day, I was doing stuff indoors. I was listening to Linkin Park, then I listened to a bit of Guns N' Roses, and then I literally went from Guns N' Roses to the Carpenters.
And
I enjoyed both of them equally.
But around your age, around the age of 42, music taste briefly curves back to the pop charts. Musical midlife crisis happens, and an attempt to harken back to our youth happens. The findings come from a study conducted by AJ Carley, who oversaw Spotify's taste profiles and tries to understand people's taste based on their listening habits. So they did this, and they said, yeah, actually at 42, it's almost like a musical midlife crisis where you go, oh yeah, I like H.
Yeah, but you know what? I probably am having a musical midlife crisis. I 20 years ago, we had music out, and we've just wrote a new album.
There you go.
And yeah, so maybe.
You're in the middle of a midlife crisis.
Yeah. Come home
with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. This is Radio Essex.
I found this online while I was on holiday. I thought we could play. This is something I found on a text, and then we played it on holiday. I even got other families to join in.
Brilliant.
You know, when you're sitting around at the bar in the evening, and we were doing it, and somebody overheard us. What are you doing? And then they joined in the conversation as well. It was somebody put something on Facebook that said something like, she fell in love with an electrician and got shocked. Keep it going.
Oh, right.
So then somebody else replied, she fell in love with a crane operator and got let down. Keep it going. So in the end, I think there was about 17 of us in this pub while this singer was trying to sing, playing this game and laughing very loudly. Really annoying, I'd imagine.
I can imagine.
There were some really good ones. One that met a bricklayer and got...
Some we can't say on the radio, and some you can say on the radio. I nearly just said it.
Yeah, nearly.
Because I wanted
you were trying to give the answer out because you thought it was a competition. Yeah, that's how to games.
No, but that's fine. Because I won't say it, but I'll say because you lay bricks, don't you?
Yeah, exactly that. And yeah, so she became a really good bricklayer. That's the type of thing we're looking for.
Yeah.
She fell in love with an electrician and got shocked. She fell in love with a crane operator and got let down. Keep it going on the text and the app and we'll do something. I thought that would be fun.
I like this.
Scott from 5.
Stop. Just listen.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I know from past experience.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous game.
Yeah.
I'm not going to read them because I can't read,
yeah,
which is good.
Mm.
But I have just read Steve's. Do not read Steve's out. Do not read Steve's out.
Oh, wow, Steve.
It is awful. It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
And you know that I just read what's put in front
of
me.
Yes, and that's why I literally shouted your name. No! Read out the...
Denji Darren?
No. Tom, put the ones that we can read.
Can I play Craig's one out?
No,
you cannot. Okay.
Can I read any of these out?
Yes.
She fell in love with a cricketer and got bowled over.
That one, perfect.
Nice.
She dated an accountant.
Steve,
she fell
in love with a farmer.
No.
Can't do that one.
No, Michelle's one. She dated an accountant. It didn't really add up.
I like that.
Yeah, it's very
clever. Really didn't add up. Elaine in Hadley in Suffolk, she fell in love with a policeman and got arrested. I don't know what that's not one of these,
no,
is it?
No,
that's just a story.
No.
That's just a story.
What you've done is you've just started a story.
She was obviously bad. He found out, arrested her. She fell in love. Oh, no, I can't say that one, can I?
No. Oh, no, that one. I think we can get away with that one, can't we?
She fell in love with a policeman and got cuffed.
Yeah. Handcuffs.
Yeah, I get it. It's not funny.
It's quite funny.
She fell in love with a journalist, but it wasn't exclusive. That's clever.
That's
Rebecca Westcliff.
Very good.
Very, very good. We've got quite a lot.
Fell in love with a seamstress and got stitched up.
That's nice.
Like
Helen in Tiptree, Sue in Holbridge. She fell in love with a mechanic and got... No.
No, these are brilliant.
Oh, Sue, that's brilliant. Oh,
these are brilliant.
Oh, it's a shame that you can't see them. Let's get some that we can read. I don't know if I made that clear. No, it did say get a couple of blue ones in there for the dads.
And we did.
I like that one. We can't read that out, can we?
Fell in love with a mechanic and got...
You can't read out. You can't read out.
No.
Okay,
no.
There's nothing you can say.
No.
I think there is.
No.
Put my mic down quickly.
No.
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 You've made it even worse than what it actually says. You've made it worse.
I cannot. Oh my God, look at Phil. Phil from South.
Can I read it?
No.
No.
Oh, she fell in love with a burglar.
No.
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 No. No. She fell in love with a baker just for his dough, says Andy.
Very good.
I'm going to scan these, come back to you in a minute. It's 20 to 5. She fell in love with a radio presenter but didn't listen. That's harsh. She fell in love with a checkout assistant and cashed out, says Steph in Chelmsford. That's good.
Fell in love with a jockey, can't say it.
Can't say that. She fell in love with an IT technician. He turned her on and off again.
that one was, yep.
He could do that. There are hundreds. She fell in love with a gardener. No.
Fell in love with an ironing lady, but no.
There's literally none we can read out.
No, what you need to do is remember that we're a family show. and give us ones
that we can read out.
Oh, my wife Kerry.
Yeah,
she sent me one.
Fell in love with a pop star. Wish I hadn't.
No, no, that was no. She didn't send that. That'd be brilliant. She sent just turned on the radio. Fell in love with a decorator. Got stripped.
There you go.
So
nice.
That one's close to the
bill, little bit of blue for the dads there. I think. We can... Oh, no, we'll try and get a couple more. Try and think of some...
Or is she just telling me that she's fallen in love with Beckham?
Sarah says, Kristen Scott, she fell in love with my husband. I divorced him and destroyed her. Hashtag true story. Love you guys.
Brilliant.
Wow, that got heavy.
Yeah. But I like it.
Thank you, Sarah. First time texter. Mac, I'm not even going to... I know I can't read Max out. She fell in love with a farmer. No, Sarah, I can't do that one. Fell in love with a surgeon. First cut was the deepest, says Michelle. She fell in love with a decorator and got plastered, says Steve. That's good. They went out.
Yeah.
Got plastered, obviously. That's what that means.
Yeah. Was you just reading?
I was just off-comming that in my own head.
Yeah,
off-com thing I've got in my head. Yeah. It's like a little filter that sometimes works, sometimes doesn't.
I think when you read Steve, I don't think you read them. Don't read Steve's because they're always a bit
yeah.
weird.
That one's all right. They went out. She got plastered. He was a decorator.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, yeah.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Something funny happened in the office the other day. So Connor was on the radio and Jack was just about to start his radio broadcast. So we're talking 12:30.
Yeah, okay.
It was the 12:30 handover. Connor and Jack started having a conversation about caviar. And what was it, caviar and...
They were talking about caviar and champagne.
Caviar and champagne.
Yeah.
It's a random conversation between Connor and Jack about caviar and champagne. To which Tom replied to the radio, tell me you're from Billericay without telling me you're from Billericay. That was literally his... That was his response to the
content.
Which is
very good.
Yeah, it was. And then it got us talking in the office and then we was like, oh, yeah, we could do that on the radio. Tell me you're from Essex. Without telling me you're from Essex.
Did you get that from TikTok, Tom?
No, I don't even have TikTok.
So you just got that from your brain?
I got it from brain.
It was the quickest reply. They were going, yeah, and I... So you know, I've tried caviar. I quite like caviar. And then Jack's like, yeah, it's washing down with some champagne. And Tom's like, mate, tell me you're from Billericay without telling me you're from Billericay. And it was as quick as that. No offence, Billericay, because obviously I've lived in Billericay and I love caviar and champagne.
Do you?
I've never tried caviar.
I've
tried champagne. I don't like champagne.
I don't like champagne.
No. I much prefer like a normal drink.
I mean, but put it this way, right? So if we're, you know, just tell me you're from Essex, you know, without telling me if you're from Essex, I could start by sort of going from the champagne thing. When we, and this is a true story, not made up, shocking, I know. When I was in the band, please don't play.
Hold on, here comes another. When I was in the band story.
Yeah, go on.
You just can't talk on the radio without you playing your silly little jingle. Honestly, your face when I said that, the way you reach forward.
It's the way you go, when I was, your brain's going, how can I do it without saying I was in a band so he doesn't play his little when I was in a band music.
So annoying. Listen to how dramatic it is.
So go on, when you were in the band, yeah.
So... when we got our first number one.
Wow. You've had a number one?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. When we got our first number one, the record label want to do something nice for you. So they want to buy you a present or whatever.
Yeah.
And they wanted to send champagne to us, right? Like,
okay.
You know, a nice case of champagne.
A Moët or something like that. Yeah.
Moët. Bollinger.
Okay.
A what?
Bollinger. It's a...
Yeah.
It's number one single status. That's what you get when you get number one single.
Right.
It's the,
I'll get
you know,
one day.
Moët's a nice champagne, but it's quite up there. It's a big, I mean, one bottle would probably cost you £200 or something. It's a lot of money, right? I said, I know the record label are going to want to send champagne. And this, I said, can you just send me the equivalent in Stella? this is actually true, and my wife can vouch for me. So about a week later... literally, a lorry turned up with the equivalent they were going to spend on champagne in Stella. Cases and I'm talking cases upon cases.
Tell me you're from Essex without telling me you're from Essex. Yeah. I think that is it, isn't it?
Yeah, that is it.
That's the perfect one. You got any?
Yeah, went through them at Christmas. Was it good?
Tom? I find it weird when you go on holiday and it's only happens if you're from Essex, I think. And I've just been in Madeira and anybody you meet and you go, they go, oh, whereabouts are you from? And you're like, Essex. Oh, yeah, Towie.
Oh, instantly.
Every single time.
Every time.
I don't think I've ever watched a full episode of Towie.
I have.
Well, I haven't.
I've seen lots of them and they are a caricature of someone from Essex.
But you could have a Towie anywhere. Kent could have their own version of Towie, so could Hertfordshire, so could it. You could always find people that are interesting to do a document anywhere you go.
No, yeah, of course you can.
So it's not an exclusive Essex thing, but that's kind of... you know you're from Essex when that happens to you on holiday, but that's not quite what we're looking for. So tell me you're from Essex without telling me you're from Essex. Stuck in endless traffic because of City Fibre Roadworks, says Nathan. Yeah. There's a lot of City Fibre Roadworks at the moment.
Yes.
Loads going on, isn't there? Everywhere you turn, there's more roadworks. Dobbo says, bit old, but back in the day, you'd go, yeah, fancy a night out at Tots. Tell me from Essex without telling me from Essex. That's a good one.
I like Jay's.
Jay's
sent a picture of loafers. Him wearing loafers, just saying, so Essex. And Joe, every time I wear loafers, the anyone not from Essex goes to me, oh, my God.
You wear loafers?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's on the WhatsApp?
So we've got one on the text that says, my sisters are called Sharon and Tracy, from Dave in Eastwood. I thought that was very
good. That's very good.
That's very good. We've got one from...
Who's the one that called you Tim, Tom?
Lids.
Tim.
Yeah, Lids has got involved in that as well, saying, tell me you're from Essex without telling me you're from Essex. Bleached hair.
Oh,
and I think
we've
done that.
Yeah, we've had a little go on that. For charity?
Yes.
For the Essex Air Ambulance. Tim is a better name, because since that's came in, Scott, for the last 5 minutes, has just called you Timothy.
Should I still call him Timothy?
No.
No?
No.
You are a Timothy.
You're Timothy now.
Or Scotty.
He doesn't like that. I'm glad I found just your one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex. Hello to Kirsty. Hi, guys. Just back from a weekend in Brighton. I noticed this on a Pop World advert. I have a question. Will Scott be performing at this event?
I mean, I've just opened it and seen my face.
You're
on the
on
poster.
It. There's,
so
a, there's a picture of Scott.
So I'm guessing, that I will be, because I'm literally, if you zoom in, Tom, that's my little
face. It says 5-5 as well, look.
Oh, wow, I love the 5-5.
Peter Andre, Wigfield, 5, Fat Man Scoop, S Club, Cheeky Girls, and Paul Chuckle, ladies and gentlemen.
Why is Paul Chuckle in there?
At least he didn't say why 5.
Yeah, although I can...
Because it's a 90s event.
I can spot a mistake in this video, in this poster.
It says 5-5.
No, that's... I'm just going to ignore that. That is a mistake. But that is not S Club's lineup anymore. Like 100%.
Oh, yes, S Club 2 now, isn't it?
No, they're called S Club...
What?
Something. They've changed the name slightly, because Joe is a solo artist now. So
I still think they should team up. How many are there? How many are there? Two left, right?
No, there's three of them now. Oh, not
get rid of one of them, right? So there's two of them, and then 3 of 5. Mix them together, S Club 5. I thank you.
Yeah, no, yeah, it would be good, although I
wouldn't
can,
be.
But I used to think that it was S Club, like there was an S Club 1 through 6 when I was young, but I've got very confused when there was...
Do you know what I've never understood? No, do you know what I've never understood about... I'm just ignoring that. I'm ignoring that, because that just blown my mind. I've never understood, right? So we're called 5,
yep.
Which is a problem when there's less of you, right?
Yep.
And people, you know, people say it to us all the time, you know, oh, change your name. We wouldn't want to change our name from 5 to 4 or 3 or whatever, because that's our name, right? Mm. But... I don't understand why F Club, and they're friends of mine, S Club, right? Why haven't they just taken the just call themselves S Club, right? If you just call yourself
this
S Club.
This one says S Club.
Yes, but they have now, but they've changed, they called themselves S Club 3 for a while, and then the problem is one person leaves and then they've got to change the name again.
Yeah, yeah.
They just called themselves S Club. It wouldn't matter whether there was 9
Well, you
of
can't
them.
Do that because you're
no,
called 5.
But it wouldn't matter if there was 9 of them, 12 of them, 3
they're just
of them,
S Club.
S Club. But why have they not thought of that? It makes no sense.
If you had that conversation with them, they would literally say to you, you can't talk.
No. I would say, I can't change. I'm not going to change the name. They've got a perfect...
Do you wish you were called something else than 5?
At this point, I'd take Golden Studs.
Which was the original name.
Which is the original
Golden Studs.
Golden Studs, yeah. Take you
home. The Big Drive Home. Let's ride. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. This is Radio Essex.
Wednesday and Scott's talking tea.
Of course I'm
it's
talking
a tea.
It's
a tea tantrum.
Right, so...
Can we get a jingle made? Scott's tea tantrums.
Yeah. I think it needs to
maybe,
be.
Maybe. That,
maybe
that
the
works.
Banjo. Maybe the banjo bed that we can't find. Maybe, because we've got this piece of music, which we've never been able to work out where to use it. It sounds like this. And it's never really fitted in anything we did. But now I'm thinking...
Ooh, yeah.
Scott's tea tantrum.
And then you can have me going, they've done it wrong again!
Yeah, yeah, we'll just try it. Let's leave it on and see what happens.
Yeah, so yeah. I've actually got Tom to behind your back sort of thing.
Yeah.
Chip together something, clip together what we done the other day, talking to that scientist guy who was wrong.
So this was the guy that we found on What's Happening that was, he's a professor at a university.
Yeah.
And he was telling you that...
To make tea wrong.
To make tea wrong. Let's have a recap.
Here's a story.
Pouring milk in first on a tea bag makes the ideal cup of tea.
No, get out. No, it doesn't.
Research has proved.
No. Go on, read your silly little thing out.
It looks how to get the best brew in hard water areas. So a high mineral content in the water prevents flavour compounds from forming properly.
Stupid.
But pouring milk in first allows the proteins to lock in taste.
No.
An expert found. Leeds University professor Alan Mackay said flavour comes from tea compounds. So he said milk is added at the start, proteins bind to tannins and other minerals, preventing them from turning solid for a far superior flavour.
Right, okay.
Not my words, the words of Professor Alan Mackay. Okay, so that was us a couple of weeks ago, just before the half-term break.
It was. Can I just say, just quickly, Lisa has got in touch on the WhatsApp, and she said that she owns the rights to the name Scott's Tea Tantrums, because she
has she already used that?
Yeah, she said, hi, Chris and Scott, Tea Tantrums are... hi, Chris, Scott's Tea Tantrums are very funny, though. So, yes, you can have...
She owns the rights to
that. Yes, you've got the rights to that. Right,
Scott's Tea Tantrums in conjunction with that girl.
Well, yeah, with Lisa. Yeah. Right. Okay, so this is more like one for the people. This is like the people's choice. This is what people out there are saying about real... how to make a real cup of tea.
Okay.
So...
who's the people
to... Builders, mainly.
Builders, right.
Builders, mainly.
Geezers.
Right, so it's workmen. Workmen, I would say. So can I have a news bed?
A what?
Can I have a little news
bed? What's wrong with...
No, I think I want a news bed.
Yeah, but then people think it's the actual news.
No, I don't think they will. I don't... Scott's Tea News. One in five workmen don't like the tea made by the house owner. Fussy builders, plumbers, electricians prefer Yorkshire tea to any other brand. With the brew... PG Tips coming in second. Bum, bum, bum. Can you... No?
What do you mean?
That'll do. Right, so you can turn it off now. It's fine, I've got that. So basically, the research found...
Yeah.
...that workmen like a rich shade... That's good. A rich shade of caramel. Like a, you know...
Okay.
Which, you know, like a builder's tea.
Yeah.
How do you like your tea? Like builders, right? They like the tea bag left in and brewed for about a minute... then removed, and they like 35 mil of whole milk added. Give it a quick stir, just the once. More than half take sugar. One in five had two teaspoons, and one in one have just one.
One teaspoon.
One. Yeah. So basically, right, what I'm saying is, this is true, because this is a true fact. Earlier, as in real, my old actual real life, I had an electrician around my house.
Yeah.
Called Craig.
Yeah, I know Craig. Geezer Craig.
And I had...
Mate, he's got like this harness around him with all the tools in it. He looks like someone out of a cowboy movie. Wow. This guy is cool.
He's a geezer.
He's a proper geezer.
And I think my quote's just gone down. So he's a geezer. But, and I also had my mate Morgan round, who's a chippy, right?
Yep.
Doing the kitchen. We had conversation about beer? No. About women? No. About... the football? No.
You had a meeting, didn't you, about tea?
Yeah, we were talking about tea for a good half an hour, wow. Right? Standing in my kitchen.
Just a bunch of geezers talking about tea.
Yeah.
Like you do.
Yeah, but we all decided that the perfect way to make a cup of tea is it has to be Yorkshire tea.
Yeah.
It does. It does. It does. It has to be brewed in the cup. Oh, come on, why? How do you make a cup of tea? The same as me, right?
Yeah, I do, but I don't talk about it all the time. You literally talk about it all the time.
No, I do, because I'm so angry.
Oh, you've got a load of builders round.
I know.
They're like, tell us about when you were in the band. You're like, no, let's talk tea, Yorkshire tea. I think Yorkshire tea.
No, but everyone thinks Yorkshire tea. And the people that think that you put the milk in first, like this, what's the silly guy called?
Professor somebody.
Professor...
We're not going to say his name again, because I think we're probably liable to him now.
Well, let's call him Professor Silly.
Okay.
He thinks that you put the tea bag in the milk.
Yeah.
He's not a professor. He's an idiot.
He's a scientist.
Oh.
He might have done proper
really,
science about it.
He's a really good one. Let me tell you that when you put the tea bag in the milk, it loses all
can't
of its...
I believe this is still such a major content piece for you.
It does my nut in. It literally does my nut. Why can't people just learn milk and tea bag should never touch?
Says Richard in Billericay.
Thank you, Richard in Billericay. Come on, people. Come on.
What do you expect from people now? Pictures? What are you looking
no,
for?
No, 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 no.
Do a
no.
peep show?
No, it's not a peep show. I do not want the peep show. The peep show stays in the morning.
Okay. So what do you want from this? Is it just a rant?
It's a rant, really. But I just want people... If there's anyone listening... That puts the milk in first.
I thought you'd finish there, because I think we've pretty much made that happen.
I know this is not what you should say on the radio. I know it's not. But if there's anyone listening that puts the milk in first, go listen to Hot. Because I've had enough of you. I don't need you.
Oh, banjo music's done. Can we move on?
Yeah, I think so.
There's Scott's Tea Tantrum.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Right, let's do this.
Now, Chris and Scott's title fight.
Listening to this music whilst watching Keir Starmer and Boris Johnson on mute is actually quite fun. This has actually brought a whole new life
really
to it. In
has.
Fact, if you had that...
They didn't have a service in the church. John's son-in-law stayed away.
That's how they should do it.
They should.
Doesn't the Prime Minister realise that John would have given the word?
There you go.
There you go.
Title fight is on. Eric Prince, Call On Me, Good Shout, Angie, as is Junior Senior Movie Fee, Shine On, Degrees of Motion. Says Debs, Megan going for One More Time from Daft Punk. House Nation from The Housemaster says Andrew Westcliffe. Katharina going for Alanis Morissette. I don't know if that's a house tune, is it?
No, it might be a version or something, but I don't think so.
Playing with Knives says Mac, Son of Eden, what a banger, that's a good shout. Where Love Lives, Alison Limerick, also a good shout. Robin S. Show Me Love says Monica in Chelmsford. Voodoo Ray says Sarah, which is a guy called Gerald. Yeah,
I
guy called.
So, yeah.
Doo-doo-doo. Yeah, we can't find it, because I definitely would have gone with that. So maybe we can load that in for another time. Yeah. The song I want, we haven't got in the system. We've just found out that we haven't got the audio for it. So I'm literally... I'll have to go with that one then. I don't think it'll win. But the one I want...
The one I want isn't...
No, it's not, is it? I want it to... What did I want to go with?
You know, I didn't think we was voicing it on the radio.
Yeah, Numero Uno, Starlight. We haven't got it on the system. I would have gone for that.
I've picked already.
Yeah, I'm lost because I don't really. Oh, I know what I can go for.
Oh, are we doing this? Oh, right, okay.
To be fair, mine isn't there. The one I want isn't there.
My heart bleeds for you, Chris. It really does. I'm going to say the person's name who I've picked, Chris.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to say something at the end of it. Josh has picked my song.
If you listen to the A to ZMN podcast, which we don't talk about, you know, well, that was funny. Right, okay, here we go with... did you go first?
Yes.
In Scott's Corner.
Good Life by Inner City.
Good show.
Yeah, it's a good tune. Well done, Josh. Yeah, it's an absolute tune. I really, really think this should be on the radio just before six.
Okay.
I think this is Tom's choice as well, so...
Are you gonna vote for this?
I don't know.
What I'm playing yet, do you?
Oh, it's a tune.
It is a good song.
This is a very good song.
It is a good tune. Or...
In Chris's Corner.
You can have this. No, this doesn't work. So I'll tell you mine. It's going to make you sweat from CNC Music Factory.
Oh, it's a very...
Which is a tune.
Very good song.
Which is an absolute tune. And
sing a bit of it, Chris.
Everybody dance now. Do, 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 do,
do. Dum, 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 dum. I know you need to go.
Everybody dance now. Bum, 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 bum. It's not us now. That's actually...
Everybody dance now!
There you go. So two songs and a Lego computer and a radio show. Who knew? It's just... I don't even think it's Lego.
I preferred our version of it.
I don't think it's Lego. You remember the Etch-A-Sketches with the little... where you just draw things?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what we're using. That's literally what the computer is. It's an Etch-A-Sketch.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.